get off air and listen. But best wishes to you.
That's a good question.
Thanks,
how do you deal with that?
Well, I didn't have the benefit of 9 different views, so I just had to go by what they said. So for all I knew, he was inbound. So
yeah.
We just, well, okay. You know, the replay guy's right. Now, 99.9% of the time, if you'll look at the monitor. And so I just assumed it was the right call. So we just go on and, you know, by that time, you got to get ready and play the next one, and you got to forget about that.
What about the minute and a half to go in the first half?
I still have not gotten an explanation for that. I asked them on the field, and nobody could tell me. Basically, we ran a play. It was about 2 minutes to go in the half, and we ran a play, and on the way down, or when he was already down, the ball came out from Larry's grasp, and it was bouncing around, and Eric Hensley picked it up.
Yep.
And they blew the whistle and blew it down and whatever. So we wanted to waste time, obviously. We didn't want them to get the ball back, so we kill 30 seconds, and then we're going to take a penalty to back us up to give them more room to kick.
Right.
Well, when we were getting ready to kick, they said, well, we're going to review the previous play. And I asked the official, I said, well, what are you going to do if it's a fumble? We picked it up. Y'all blew it dead. We're going to still have the ball. And then you didn't want to even give us a chance to advance it. We could have picked it up and run with it and tried to gain some yards, or South Carolina could have knocked it out of our hands.
Right.
And anything could have happened. 100 different things could have happened. I said, how are y'all going to assume anything? And they said, well, we don't know.
Oh, that's a good answer, yeah.
So
yeah.
They came down and they said, well, it was not a fumble. Okay, congratulations. So it was 1:30 because we already clocked off 30 seconds.
Right.
So
right.
They said, all right, we're going to start play again. I said, okay, y'all going to wind the clock then, right? He said, yes, we're going to work the clock. I said, okay, we'll take another penalty.
Sure.
And be down to 50 seconds. And they said, no, that's not right. That's not equitable. And I said, is it the rule? They said, yes, but it's not equitable. I said, okay, see you later. And that was, you know, no use to argue about it.
So they lost control of the game at that point.
I don't
want you to get in trouble.
I don't think the replay guy should have reviewed the play because
before.
It was blown dead.
Right.
It was blown dead. Not, you know, they can't assume that, what are you going to go back and fumble it again and see who gets it? You know, it should not have been reviewed, in my opinion. I don't know the rules, but in my opinion, it should not be.
Well, and they said that they could not contact the referee on the field in time. That was their phrase. They said, they could not review it in time. It was like, well, 40 seconds ran off. If you couldn't do it,
it still doesn't take into the effect that we recovered the fumble, if it was a fumble,
yeah.
And you blew it dead, so there's nothing to review.
Let me ask you this.
Why I have gray hair.
I know you do, yeah. At least you have hair, which is good. Do you think officials are kind of, and I'm not trying to get a specific call here, but if I was an official in the conference, I'd be worried because everybody's watching everything. And do you think maybe that they're so worried about making a mistake that they're now making mistakes?
No, I think it ought to be the other way around. I think they ought to be free to say, I'm a call it just like I see it, and we have the replay system to correct it. But the key there is the replay system has to work correctly. And I'm guessing probably, you know, 99% of the time they do. You know, they get it right, and most of the time it's pretty obvious and you can get the right call. But I would think if I were an official, I would go ahead and call it and not worry about getting reversed by the replay guy. I don't think they get counted off or anything like that. It's no shame in making the wrong call if everything gets corrected.
What do you do now? The call, like, for example, on the touchdown in the end zone, which all of us saw and think is wrong. How do you
approach
that?
Well, we have a system which I've gone over probably every year because we have to do it. I ask Rogers Redding to look at certain plays in the game, and he gets back with me and either agrees that it was a penalty or the wrong procedure or whatever. And basically it's for me to learn, him to learn, and the officials to learn.
Yeah.
And when I did send those plays in today, I asked him, you know, I would like an explanation of the process that went on in the replay booth with that play. You know, because there's no way I can see that would have been a touchdown if he was seeing what I was seeing. So maybe he wasn't seeing what I was, but I'd like to find out if he was.
But you want an answer. How did you see this
as
a touchdown?
Sure.
Yeah. I agree. Because I can't.
Now, I don't know if they will or not.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. They got a lot to work on between our game and the Florida-Mississippi State game. They had a lot to pay attention to. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
Two headaches. One caused when a 300-pound player lands on a 200-pound player's head. The other caused when two servers go down the same day in your business. When the first one happens, IT Express can only feel bad about it. But when the second one happens, IT Express can fix it and protect you against it happening again. That's why they're one of the strongest and fastest-growing members of the Somme Group of Companies. Find out more. Log on to itxtress.net.
Hey, Vandy fans, head on over to Jersey Mike's Subs for our great $5.99 meal deal. Any mini Mike, chips, and drink for just $5.99 all day, every day. Jersey Mike's Subs are sliced fresh to order right in front of you and piled high with the freshest ingredients. One taste and you'll be hooked. There are 21 locations throughout the Nashville area. For the one nearest you, visit JerseyMike's.com. Voted best sub by Nashville Scene.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
This is my first trip to London. You must be Daniel. Nice to meet you, Danny boy.
In England, stick to proper titles such as Mr., Mrs., and Miss until invited to move on to a first name basis.
My name is Jim.
And in most African cities, it's common for locals to know English, so there's no need to speak slowly. Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including the UK and Africa. For the most destinations worldwide, visit delta.com.
Every Monday morning, the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, talks Titans with the Wake Up Zone. Presented by Martin's Barbecue Joint, Monday at 9:30 on 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
It is great to have you with us. Be sure and join us every Monday night here at the Commodore Grill in the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt for the call-in show. You can visit live with the coach and enjoy great food, drink specials. The Commodore Grill, your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters. Let's go to San Diego. How about that? John, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hey, Joe. Hey, Coach. How are y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. I wanted to say hey to Joe. I missed him on the home opener. We were out there and didn't get a chance to stop by, but came out to the Carolina game, as you know, had a good time but for the outcome. But I was wondering, I wanted to ask you, Coach, were your ears ringing any louder than a normal Carolina game after that game?
My ears ringing?
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about you.
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand the question.
Well, it's probably your headset. You couldn't hear what was going on. But I'll tell you what, my ears were ringing real loud. I had this lady in the Commodore section who was sitting behind me. I think you might know her. Her name's Catherine Johnson. She was yelling her ears off. She was louder than I could handle.
Well,
she's
good for her.
Right now.
Good for her. That's what we need, loud people yelling for the Commodores.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun up there in the Commodore section. The fans were really outstanding. We don't get to go to too many away games. We really enjoyed it. So I wanted to pass along and just poke some fun.
We had some good crowd up there.
Oh, yes, we did. We had a good crowd, indeed.
Yeah.
All right, well, other than the outcome, we had a really good time. So we're looking forward to next week's game. Go Commodores.
Thanks, John. Glad
you
were there.
Much, John. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling. Appreciate that. 737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE. Zachary in Hermitage. Thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Zach.
I just want to know how Zach Safety did not play in that South Carolina game.
Zach Stacy, yep. Mm-hmm.
He still nursing that ankle a little bit, and we had Jared Hawkins in service for that game. So Warren and Jared were going to handle it, and it wasn't any use to put Zach out there and have a situation where he could re-injure that ankle.
Has Warren surprised you? I know you had great expectations, but my goodness.
Warren's
been awesome.
Has not, really. I mean, obviously you don't expect a guy to come in here and return two kickoffs for a touchdown, but you could see, you know, Warren's got a knack. He can make cuts at full speed, and his feet never get high off the ground. And he makes subtle cuts, and he does a good job for his body size breaking tackles and getting through small holes. On the kickoff return, you know, Warren does a great job of just getting it north and south and going directly toward the goal line. He made one little cut off a great block by DeAndre Jones and busted right through the middle and then was able to outrun everybody. And Warren's got good speed. And the other thing is Warren's got great hands. So he's going to be a very, very fine player for us.
Well, he's already written himself into the record book. He is the first Vanderbilt player in history to return two kickoffs for touchdowns in the same season. It's never happened before. That's right.
Quite a feat.
Yep. So,
quite a feat.
Looking forward to a long, long time and a lot of success with him. So, Bob in Nashville, thank you for your holding. You're on the Coach Bobby Johnson. Hello, Bob. Bob is not there. Mike, are you with us in Franklin?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Get back to the main topic at hand, the officiating. They just showed you on Channel 5, Coach Johnson, your comments about the Phantom
already?
Touchdown. After they talked about Coach Kiffin and Coach Mullins, they both got reprimanded today for things they had said.
I'm a little more diplomatic.
Anyway, I did not get to watch the game live because I was reffing youth football all day in McMinnville, and they take it pretty serious, too.
Oh, yeah.
Them young guys.
Okay.
I am kind of glad that they are being more accountable. I believe that one crew was suspended for, what, 3 games?
I think they were. And
really?
I think they're coming back November
14th. Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, that is pretty tough, especially for, I guess, the guys that felt like they weren't even responsible for the call.
Well, you know, I think Rogers Redding does a very good job organizing the officials, training them, and obviously they're not going to be perfect, and Rogers works extremely hard to try to get those guys educated and just doing as good a job as they possibly can. And it's a fast game, and sometimes you get the wrong call, but when you have that replay system, you know, you ought not get it wrong in both places.
Quick question about our punter. You think he's got what the chances of him going turning pro or when he graduates? He's really come through for us, Tom. And watching, I think I watched one punter yesterday, and he was shanking them left and right.
Well,
Brett had a great week.
He did. I think he averaged 48 yards a kick. We averaged 41 net, which is great. He had, I think, 4 kicks inside the 20, mm-hmm. 3 of them inside the 5, or something
two
like
on
that.
The 2 on the 1.
Yeah. So, you know, he did a great job of not only kicking it a long way, but great placement. And, you know, you also have to have great coverage. I don't know if y'all noticed it, but on one of them, Uma goes down right in the corner of the end zone, the field before the end zone, and throws his body and knocks the ball back before it goes into the end zone and knocks it out at the 1 yard line. That was a tremendous effort and just a great, great hustle job by him. So it takes everybody to do it. But Brett, you know, he's a very good athlete. He's a good golfer. You know, he may have some NFL potential. You know, first thing you got to do is get noticed and get a workout. Then you got to do really well in that workout, and you got to be consistent in that league.
He's a good golfer.
Yeah, he's a very good golfer.
Does that translate to the NFL level? Is it?
Well, if you're a good golfer, you're a good athlete.
There you go. Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. 737-1045. 1-866-492-ZONE. I'm taking that to the bank. That's all right. Back with more after this.
We're America's most passionate fans. Talk.
You're in the zone.
WGFX-FM, Gallatin, Nashville.
104.5, The Zone.
Buying insurance is fun and easy. Finding the right company, deciding the right coverage, getting the best price, selecting the amount of coverage you need. Fun. Easy. It can be overwhelming, and that's why Martin & Zerfoss Insurance is here. As a local independent agent, Martin & Zerfoss can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. Live life. Let Martin & Zerfoss help you protect it, providing safe, sound, secure protection from auto owners insurance, the no-problem people. Martin & Zerfoss Insurance. Call 615-297-8500.
It's another exciting Golden Rule tailgate event at the stadium.
Tom is pulling out all the stops, dragging his 15-foot smoker, but his fans will wait hours before eating.
Look, Steve scores big, bringing in Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill, ribs, and barbecue tailgate packs. He just called ahead and picked up his order right in Vandyville.
Well, Golden Rule is the official catering sponsor for all Vandy football games.
Call your tailgating and catering headquarters, Golden Rule, for the South's finest barbecue and more since 1891. Call 1-877-PIGS-RULE. That's 1-877-PIGS-RULE.
When you see the happy face on our truck, you'll be confident your drain will be unstuck.
Hiller Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is the toast of the town. Yes, Jimmy Hiller and the Hiller team have been chosen by you in the Tennessean Reader's Poll as the toast of the town. You think they're the best in the plumbing, heating, and cooling business. And why not? Hiller does business right and stands behind their work with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Look for the happy face on our truck.
Right now, save $2,000 on a new central heat and air unit for your home with a tax credit and Hiller discount. Call Hiller today for a free assessment of your situation. The toast of the town, Hiller Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, 292-6110 or hillerplumbing.com.
If you're not happy, you don't pay. That's the Hiller Plumbing way. So call a happy face truck today.
High school Friday, college Saturday, and the NFL on Sunday and Monday. When it comes to football, no one beats zone coverage. 104.5, The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Since 1978, Martin & Zerfoss has built the reputation of a local independent agent focused on solutions. Call T. Zerfoss, Mickey Martin, Mike House, Paul Steele, or Taylor Reagan at 297-8500. Ask about auto owners insurance, the no-problem people. A lot of folks on the line. Ronald on a cell phone. Thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Ronald. How you doing?
I'm doing well. This is kind of off the subject of Vanderbilt football, but I just kind of wanted to get a coach's perspective on Alabama and Florida, obviously the two top teams in the SEC right now, and kind of get your perspective on the Alabama-Tennessee game. I'm not sure if you got to see much of it or got to see any of the plays that were made. But just sort of get a coach's perspective on all that, because there's been a lot of talk about it today.
Tell you the truth, I didn't even know what happened until Sunday morning. Because When do they play? I don't even know what time. Seriously. You know, I do know it came down to a blocked field goal,
yep.
And there was a little controversy, I think, with the celebration or something like
that.
But, I mean, you know, let's settle it on the field and let's don't let the, you know, a celebration penalty, you know, make the difference, in my opinion. But, you know, when you play a number one team that close, you know, it's doubly tough to, you know, deal with a close loss, I think. And, you know, we've been there and done that, and it's no fun.
Well, Cody is a big, big boy.
He is a big one.
he is a big one.
So that's all I know about this.
Yep, he made two great blocks, no question about that. 737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE. Alan, thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Alan.
You doing well?
I am, thank you.
I agree with everybody else. We got jobbed on the replays, and we got jobbed because they were holding every play that they went back to pass.
Thanks for noticing, Alan.
Their left tackle didn't do anything but hold. But that's not really why I called. Two things. One, why did we make the decision not to just hand the ball off to Norman three straight times once we got down there? And then the second one is I've noted over the past two games, I think we're 5 for 5 when Larry rolls out or does a bootleg or a naked bootleg or some sort of, you know, rollout type action. He's completed every one of his passes unless I've missed the incompletion there. So I was hoping we were going to get more of that into the game plan.
Well, running the ball three times with Warren, I don't know if, you know, it may have worked, may not.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But with no timeouts remaining, and you got to get down there and conserve time and make sure you're, if you're passing the ball, either incomplete passes or first downs. And, you know, we just thought passing was the way to go. The bootlegs in that situation, you know, bootlegs are great when there's a run threat, and I don't think they felt like we were going to run in that situation. So, the sprint out, against cover two, which they were running then, probably wouldn't be very effective, but, you know, we do get good mileage out of those. John Cole has caught several, short passes and gained good yardage on rollouts, and Larry has a pretty good knack of hitting him out there. So we'll continue to do that and, you know, keep getting in better in every situation that we can, especially in the pass game. We need to improve it. We need to catch the ball better. You know, Larry had some good passes.
Yep.
First time we were down when we missed a field goal, you know, we missed a catchable ball in the end zone for a touchdown. So, we got to catch the ball.
How do you deal with that? How do you deal with receivers who aren't catching the ball?
Well, you just keep throwing the balls until they start catching them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, I think, a concentration thing. And I believe if you can catch one, you can catch them all, is my opinion. And if you concentrate, you ought to be able to do it. So we need to start concentrating.
737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE. Our Ask the Coach question brought to you by our good friends here at the Commodore Grill. You can go online at bucommodores.com and click on the icon to ask the coach. And the question is a good one. What is the process for the SEC to review the play, and what type of feedback will the conference give you on a controversial call?
Well, like I said before, we notify the conference officials, and we send certain plays in. We tell them to look at a certain time in the first quarter at the 30-yard line. This happened, and I describe it, what I think happened and what should have been called or not called. And then Rogers Redding, the head of the officials, he looks at the film, and we do it by email, and he comes back and he says, well, I agree with you. You know, we'll get that out on a bulletin to all the officials and let them know that we need to be better at that. Or he may say, you know, I disagree with you. I don't think that guy was holding, or I don't think that was a clip, or it was a block in the back by your guy. You know, we just exchanged that information. And that's basically it. And It's not to correct things, it's to make the officials better, to make to point out things that they can get better at their job and during the game. And it's not to say, okay, you know, we blew it, you were right, we're going to correct it, y'all win.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that. You know, that's the only way to work it the way we do it.
Do you think there is one thing that they're missing that you could say, you know, you guys need to do a better job on this?
I think holding is a huge problem, especially, you know, in key situations. They got one guy, an umpire back there, and he's behind the defensive lineman, mm-hmm. and he's dodging people coming all through there, and he's looking at five guys. The referee does look for holding, but his main issue, I think, what they tell me is to protect the quarterback, look at him, see if anybody roughs him. His focus is not holding. So I think a bunch of holding gets, you know,
let go.
Yeah. You know, you get, you know, a free ride with it. So, a lot of times, you know, to me as big guys, you know, you get a guy like that, and we've got some small guys and we use speed and things like that, and they grab hold of our guys, and it's hard for us to overcome that. And so I would like for them to, I'll watch the NFL sometimes. They'll call five holdings in a row. If they're holding, they call it. And that's, by gosh, the way it ought to be.
What a concept. If you see a penalty, you call it.
Wow.
Yeah.
737-1045,
1-866-492-ZONE. Back with more of the Coach right after this.
Fishing, baloney making people makes it fun for your tummy.
Bite into the big taste of Fisher's Big Grillers with Big Frank's jalapeno cheddar and brats, providing you the burst of flavor for that backyard party, quick lunch, or the family get together. You'll bring a smile to everyone. Go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's baloney making people, bacon making, smile making, baloney making people.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
It's a world of endless meetings, a place where the copier's always jamming and cubicle dwellers always dream of better digs. Yeah, this is the typical American office, and come 5 o'clock, this is America's beer, Budweiser. It's brewed with the finest natural ingredients for the perfect combination of flavor and refreshment.
Budweiser, the great American style lager.
Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
Joe Fisher here for Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award winner for Marketplace Ethics. Since 1967, Bradshaw's has set the standard for quality and professionalism in collision repairs with honesty and integrity. As consumers, we have the right to choose the best qualified repair shop for our vehicles. If you need collision repairs, choose Bradshaw's. Four locations, Madison, Cool Springs, downtown Nashville, and in Gallatin. Or BradshawCollision.com. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics, the Nashville Predators, and the Tennessee Titans.
So, you want to find a home on Park Place?
No, not just a home. I want to buy up all of Park Place.
The whole block? You can't buy a whole block.
Listen, this isn't my first rodeo. Everything has its price.
Well, I'll do some research.
Excellent. And look into Boardwalk while you're at it.
Bring the Monopoly game to life like never before with the new Monopoly Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. You could win up to $100,000 or win other great prizes with the virtual online game at pnlottery.com. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro and is used with permission.
Hello and welcome back to the show. Okay, with us today is that stack of money with the giant googly eyes. The money you could be saving with Geico. Tell me, it's really easy to get you. You just go to geico.com, right? Let's try two blinks for yes and one for no. Wait, did you just blink twice or once? Because I blinked and I missed it. Oh, I keep blinking. Geico.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Great to have you with us. Halloween night, Georgia Tech, 6:30 p.m. kickoff at Vanderbilt Stadium, and we look forward to having you with us and bring the kids and come trick-or-treat through Vandyville. I mean, they're ready for it, so that could be a lot of fun, so we're looking forward to that. So, Todd Berry, my statistician, is here, the man, the bear man. He's awesome, so appreciate him being here. Leland from Springfield, welcome to the show. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson. Leland, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Leland.
I was just wondering. I know Larry Smith's our main guy, but these last four games, I was wondering, what's the chances of us putting Mackenzie Adams in?
Well, if we think it'll give us a chance to win the game, we will do it. We're going to put the best players in that we think we have. All that goes off of practice and, you know, how they prepare for the game and the talents we think they have. And McKenzie's a good player. When he goes in, he does a good job. But, for what we're doing, we think Larry's the guy. And I thought Larry did some good things. He can play better than that, and he will.
You know, he was 17 of 34, but he had four or five that, quite frankly, should have been caught.
I think it was six that we counted.
Was it really?
So, that happens to every quarterback, and every quarterback throws bad passes, and he threw some bad passes. I was watching the pro game last night. There were some bad passes thrown. So, it happens, and you just got to keep plugging away. You know, Larry did a good job running the zone read, I think running the team. So he'll play better, and he'll be really good quarterback for us.
You got caught in a tough position, down the stretch there in those last couple of plays because you have to score a touchdown. And it goes back to every play means something. You know, if you make that 25-yard field goal in the first quarter, everything is different. You have to you play it differently, don't you, than you did then?
Sure. We play that differently. If we had second five on the second goal on the five when we made the field goal.
Yeah.
A golden opportunity. When we attempted the field goal, we missed. We had a missed ball in the end zone that should have been caught for a touchdown. When they fumbled, we got it. We had a chance at least probably get a field goal attempt there. So they're all kind of, you're right, every play means something, and that's how you got to play every play, like it's the most important play in the game.
We watch the guys, and we talk about this off and on. You expect your players to give everything they have. I mean, they're going to give you all they have. But at the end of that game, those guys – were spent. They played as hard as they could play. They gave everything they had. It was a tremendous effort.
Hey, I was proud of them, and, they kept their heads up, and I told them we were going to get to work on Georgia Tech, and that's what we're going to do. We're planning on winning this week.
Georgia Tech, tough challenge. Talk about them.
Tough challenge. They run the double slot, wishbone kind of option thing that Army did, and good on defense. So they've got a good program going right now, and Paul Johnson has had tremendous success wherever he's gone, and the system that he uses is an equalizer. And he last year he stepped right in there and went from a bad team the year before to a very good team, and he'll have that team playing very well every week. So we're going to have to play well to have a chance to win. And I think they'll probably be ranked in the top 15.
Oh, I think so, yep.
When they come. So give us some good good emotions for our guys to get fired up about. So it's going to be a,
an interesting week to see them, and they do a really good job of running that offense. You're going to see at fullback Dwyer, tremendous. He was ACC
yep.
Player of the Year. Nesbitt at quarterback, and they have a 6'3", 220-pound wide receiver.
When they throw it, that's who they throw it to.
And he's a good player, Thomas. And, you know, they've got some weapons, and we're going to have to be real sharp.
Does it help at all? You saw Army. I mean, you lost the game, but you have played against that offense.
It helps a little bit. You know, they are very similar, but they have a different personality, if you want to call it that. And I think Dwyer is the key, and Nesbitt. You know, I think the whole thing with Army was the whole system. You know, no
yeah.
one player stood out. But Nesbitt, they're going to find ways to get him. I mean, excuse me, Dwyer, they're going to find ways to get him the ball. And Nesbitt is a tremendous runner. So it's a little different emphasis by Georgia Tech versus Army.
We'll take a break. Come back our final moments with Coach Bobby Johnson right after this.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
Sir, are you sure your party is coming?
They'll be here, I think.
When meeting for dinner in Brazil, it's customary to arrive late.
Oh, thanks. Wow, this is delicious.
In Japan, it's customary to try everything and acceptable to ask what it is, even if you don't like it.
That wasn't chicken, was it?
Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including Japan and Brazil. For the most destinations worldwide, visit Delta.com.
You can't have college football in the South without true SEC tailgating, and Vandyville is the place to be on game day. Enjoy kids' activities, watch live college football games on the huge Vandyvision screen, and don't forget to satisfy your appetite with the great taste of Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. Enjoy the flavor of real pit barbecue right in Vandyville as you experience all the excitement of Commodore football. Stop by Vandyville, presented by Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill and 104.5 The Zone, before every Vanderbilt football game. For tickets, call 322-GOLD. It's good to be gold.
At Copper Kettle, we believe in doing things the old-fashioned way. Our daily specials feature amazing sandwiches, satisfying salads, and irresistible desserts. Dine with us at one of our two locations, downtown on 94 Peabody Street or in Green Hills on 4004 Granny White Pike. After cheering the Commodores on to victory on Saturday, make sure to join us for our delicious Sunday brunch to satisfy your Sunday morning craving. Copper Kettle, a Nashville favorite, specializing in catering and home-cooked culinary delights.
Worth the rebound! Commodores have knocked off the third-ranked Auburn Tigers at Memorial Gym.
Where will you be next time Vanderbilt wins the SEC tournament?
Your Vanderbilt Commodores are Southeastern Conference tournament champions.
Where will you be next time the team makes the Sweet 16 and beyond? You could be there every step of the way. Season tickets are on sale now. Call 322-GOLD or visit VUCommodores.com for details. It's good to be gold.
Dear inventor of Coca-Cola, are you like a taste sensei? I'm just trying to figure out what's going on in your secret formula for Coke. Like, how does Coke go with a juicy burger 1 second, and then ice cream another, and then go with a ham sandwich? It's freaky, but I like it. Oh, and P.S., did you know they're giving away prizes under the caps of your Coke? I already bought 50.
Open happiness.
Offer available only at participating retailers.
You know the saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer?
Yeah.
With friends and family from Verizon Wireless, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Huh?
It's football season.
Of course.
My dad went to state and my brother attends my team's arch rival.
No way.
Yeah, I'm set to do some serious bragging.
Friends and family saves you money on the numbers you call most, even those of rival fans. Verizon Wireless, official wireless partner of Vanderbilt Athletics. Eligible plan required for friends and family. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
In your face.
Yeah!
One-on-one with Vanderbilt football coach Bobby Johnson. The Commodore Call-In Show. Monday nights on 104.5 The Zone.
Time for the Commodore's upcoming schedule presented by Delta. With online check-in at Delta.com, you can check in for your flight up to 24 hours in advance. Print your boarding pass, check flight status, visit Delta.com. today to check out more ways we can save you time. Delta is proud to be the official airline of Vanderbilt Athletics. It is a 6:30 kickoff on Halloween night. So bring the kids out. Come on out early.
trick-or-treat through Vandyville. The folks in Vandyville will be glad to see you, and there'll be bags waiting for you, and it'll be a great time for everybody. We'll be on the air at 5:30 with a tailgate show, 6:30 kickoff for that contest against Georgia Tech as we get ready for that one. Let's get a couple of calls in here very quickly before we go. Tony on the cell phone, thanks for holding your own Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Coach. Joe.
Hey, Tony.
Number one, I just want to be real quick about this. Coach, you said in the paper that you didn't think that Larry was to blame for the loss and the intentional grounding that he took on the third down play. I've just got a question, Coach. Do y'all not teach him to, when you see a all-out blitz like that, maybe go down? Because on fourth down, when he took he ran it for 8 yards, and he went out of bounds, hell, he could at least threw it downfield, and there's four things can happen. Either an incompletion, either an interception, or a pass interference, or a completion. And he runs it out of bounds. Is he not coached to maybe at least throw it downfield and maybe see what happens? Because he's not going to be able to run it for 35 yards on fourth down. I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, when he got flushed back out the other side on the fourth down play, he had a guy on him right there. If he would have tried to stop and thrown the pass, he would have been sacked before he could have
rolling to his left was the challenge,
wasn't it? He didn't have a chance to throw it.
So one more call here. Clem from Clarksville. Thanks for holding on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Coach Johnson.
Hey, Clem.
I really appreciate what you're doing at Vandy. I've listened to him for years, and being competitive every week is pretty exciting.
Thank you.
I've got to ask you, because I got to listen to this game on the radio, so I couldn't see it, but it seemed like Norman was about almost 80 yards and at the end of the third quarter, and we didn't get much of him in the fourth. What happened?
Warren Norman.
Well, I don't know. I think they had the ball
a lot. That was
the
big part
quarter.
Of it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't know. You call the game how you see it, and you know we try to call plays that we're seeing them defense on what they're doing on defense and what we feel like we can. We can do it, and, you know, that's how we call it.
I do think one thing that happened in that game was you could tell Warren got a hot hand, and you left him in. You know, I mean, in the past, you've kind of rotated guys in and out. He got a hot hand, and you kind of stayed with him.
Well, we did, and, you know, but Warren ran a lot of yards.
Yep.
You know, he was, I'm sure, getting tired, and Jared had to go in a little bit, and you just try to work your offense.
How was Jerry?
He did okay. You know, he wasn't pain-free. And, you know, he gutted it out. And, you know, that's another thing that most people don't realize. A lot of those guys are out there playing hurt and, you know, trying to win a game. So, you know, take my hat off to Jared and a lot of guys, Steven Stone, Patrick Benoit, you know, Chris Marr.
Oh, my.
All of them are hurt and kept on playing.
They sure did. We look forward to Saturday night.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate it. Bobby Johnson with us. Thank you so much for being with us as well. Kickoff is 6:30 on Saturday night, Halloween night. So wear your costumes and come on out to Vanderbilt Stadium. Bob Horner will be in the costume as well. We'll see you Saturday night right here.
To the Coach Johnson Call-In Show, presented by the Martin and Zerfoss Insurance Agency, a proud carrier of auto owners insurance, on the Vanderbilt ISP Sports Network at 104.5 The Zone. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Vanderbilt football with the head coach of the Commodores, Bobby Johnson. Tonight's show has been brought to you by the Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. By Fishers, the bologna-making people. By Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, for the best possible collision repairs done with excellence and integrity you can trust. A proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics.
by Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. When it comes to great barbecue, it's the rule. By Delta Airlines, proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. And by the newly renovated Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, located steps from Vanderbilt Stadium and a proud supporter of the Commodores. The Coach Johnson Show is an exclusive presentation of ISP, America's home for college sports.